okwenzakalayo manje uma unga-apply ku-website ye-VFS ama-days awekho, so awukwazi ukuthola i-day eyamanje ngo-November or eka-December. So silinde ukuthi kuzoba lama-days ka-January. So ngoba abantu baningi abangaka-apply ama-waiver, okuzokwenzeka ukuthi uminister uzo-extenda i-deadline le ekhona, ngoba le deadline ekhona yayingafakwanga nguye lo minister wamanje, yayifakwa nguminister owayekhona before uScriber uMtswaledi.
Amathuba okwe-extenda kuveza ukuthi akhona, akungeke kwenzakale ukuthi bayale ukwe-extenda na?
Angeke bayale ukwe-extenda ngoba logically angithi i-court yathi uminister kumele a-consulte nabantu then ebesebenza i-final decision ngabaze-TP. So lo owayekhona before uminister owayedecide ukuthi lento ayedecidile engalandelanga ama-court.
Labo abaswela ama-date laba yiwuphi umbiko elingabapha wona?
Akumele batatazele, kumele bakhululeke nje bayimisele ukuthi kuzoyenzakalani. Azophuma ama-days ka-January, ngo-January abantu babe lokho be-apply. Ngoba ukuthi ama-days awekho kwamanje akusiphutha labantu aba-aplayayo, iphutha le-Home Affairs ne-VFS ukuthi i-system yabo ayikwazi ukwamukela iy'celo zabantu eziningi.
Yabaza yenelisa ukuthi bathole i-waiver lo usungumnyaka wokugcina kufika u-2025. Abanye bakhathazekile ukuthi lapha kungahamba njani ngemva kwalokho.
Ngemva kokuthola ama-waiver umuntu kumele a-aplayele i-general work permit. Uma esethole i-general work permit then uzokwazi ukuthi akwazi ukuhlala ezweni lase-South Africa for the next 4 or 5 years. Kusho ukuthi i-general work permit abazemnikeze yona yabe nesikhathi esingakanani. And then as to ukuthi kuzenzakalani after those 4 or 5 years, abantu akumele ukuthi babe worried ngoba i-directive yokuthi abantu abaphethe ama-ZTP balungiselwe yakhishwa yikhona. And then uminista okhona manje uzimisele ukuthi alandele iy'nqumo zekhona.